to the Friday Mix Food.
Right, we got to experience one of them was a signature dish from the Bull Run, and then the other two, we'll hear the background to them in a short while. But the stars of both meals, in fact, was red meat. So if you love a good cut, if you love a good cut that's been meticulously prepared, then you have to experience the Bull Run. So it's a much-loved Johannesburg landmark, and it's returning, of course, in absolute style, because this particular establishment has undergone a revamp, an extensive refurbishment. And to tell us more about it, we've got the general manager, that's Jorg Swinscher, as well as the chef, Alan Bridge. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for the spoil, gentlemen. How are you?
Very, very good. Thank you for allowing us to be here this afternoon.
It was very exciting. I mean, it's like what having your home redone.
Absolutely.
It's the same four walls, but ultimately it's a different feeling that you've been able to create.
It's been a lot of hard work. I mean, we opened up the Bull Run 18 years ago, October 2000. We knew the stock exchange was coming across the road, hence the name Bull Run.
Yeah.
And we haven't really spent much money in the restaurant in terms of F&F, and we knew the new Mark next to us, the new development was going to open up as well. So we said, you know, we need to do something, and we got ourselves a very young, up and coming South African design artist,
yeah.
And we engaged with him, and we said, come up with a concept, and he blew us away. So the rest is history. So we closed for 3 months. Opened up the beginning of July,
yeah,
and we're trading. I must say, we're trading very, very well. It's very different to what we were in the past.
Mm-hmm.
We sort of more New York steakhouse, grill house, that sort of flair. You got to visit it to actually get the feeling for it.
Yes.
But it, as I said, you know, the last 6-7-8 months for all of us, you know, my chefs, my PRO team, my marketing team. It was a lot of hard work.
Yeah, and, I can imagine, because you are located where there's a lot of change happening around you. There's a lot of construction. The old village walk no longer exists. There's a whole new construction, as you said, the Mark building, which is a great retail space, amazing retail space with outside parking, underground parking. I was there not too long ago, and it's a fresh start.
Yes. Also, the new Mark interleaves into the Balalaika Hotel. So, and obviously the Bull Run feeds a lot off the Balalaika Hotel. So we also did some renovations to our Lord's Bar inside the hotel.
Yes.
And, the actual Mark X Village Walk, it was a 7, almost 8 year project. And it was very tiring for us. And thank God we've got parking back in the hotel, which we didn't have in the past. And, it was almost as if the hotel and the Bull Run were smothered with all this construction
around it,
next to us, behind us. Sandton in the last 6, 7, 8 years has been a construction site. I mean, the roads have been repaired, and it's been hard, but we're back running and we're doing exceptionally well. So we're very happy for that.
So, as you say, you enlisted the help of a young designer. So the decor concept, it reflects the surroundings and the kind of business happening in those surroundings.
Yeah, well, we as I said, Stock Exchange was the drive, the motive right in the beginning. We're in the sort of the top financial district in Africa, not in South Africa. As you said, Maud Street is like Wall Street of Sandton. So banks all over the show, advocates all around.
A lot of international travelers.
Absolutely.
That also makes
international
a big component
travelers.
Of your
we also
base.
We also draw a lot of clientele out of the surrounding hotels around the Balalaika, Bull Run, Mark area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. Quite big in the international trade.
Yeah. So what's the story with the sculpture?
With the sculpture?
Yes. What's the history?
Well, we looked at the New York sculpture and we said, well, we didn't want to go that way. So it was an idea, and, you know, it's become something that is, I think, a little masterpiece in Sandton today for people to have a look
yes,
at.
Yes.
Cost us a lot of money, but it was a additional little attraction. I think something that's going to be spoken about a lot.
Yeah.
It'll be the most photographed bull in South Africa. And we were very excited and said, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's be slightly different. And there it is.
Yeah. No, congratulations.
Congratulations.
You. As you said, it's been a tough couple of months. But here you are. And I think the food certainly speaks of the historic establishment that you are, the iconic establishment that you are. There are a number of things, Alan, that you spoiled us with today. I think I'm still kind of salivating. Brisket, the beef brisket. Tell me about this particular dish. I felt like I was wrapped in a warm blanket.
Homely.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it's quite
describes
homely.
Describes it well.
Mm.
Warm, yeah, beef brisket. It was braised for 3.5-4 hours, obviously in the red wine, and it's proper
4 hours.
Proper comfort food. And then obviously that background hint is the truffle, and then there were the other dishes as well. And
but I want to stay with this one though.
Okay.
What's the secret to that mash?
Love and attention.
Oh, come on. Because you know, mash, you can either it can be so fluffy, so perfect, so smooth. Or it can be something in between that's not anyway, you know, that's not there yet. Or it can be a mess.
You can take mash to a sort of gluten state. But I mean, yes. that's if you overbeat it. So don't overbeat it.
Oh, I see. That's the key. You don't want to give away anything. So, right. So that's the beef brisket. And then your signature dish, the stuffed jalapeno fillet with those chips. Whenever people offer chips, I always try and look at the chips that they're offering, like, okay, let's see, because it can also either make or break an experience. So your chips are also perfect.
Thank
you. Crispy on the outside and particularly tender on the inside and the right thickness.
Yes, they're not the standard sort of pushed out chip. They hang cut.
Yes. I think I'm kind of tired of the French fries. You know, the really thin.
Don't blame me.
So tell me about the stuffed jalapeno fillet.
Well, you take a fillet, and fillet can be quite a bland piece of meat. It's generally quite soft, so we now stuff it with jalapeno and feta, and we wrap it in prosciutto, and we sort of top it with cavatappi butter, and you know, we take it in a new direction.
Is that the simplicity of it?
Yeah.
It was delicious. And then, of course, the jalapenos adding that extra little kick. And then lastly, a surprising experience, the Brazilian rump with some mushroom sauce as well. That was really, really delicious. So you clearly curate and look at the selection of steaks, the selection of cuts and meat that you have on offer.
All our meat is in-house aged, so we control the process, and the rump is rump, which is obviously cut into thin slithers, and it's sort of grilled with coarse salt and things like that, and then we also top it with the cavatappi butter. And as I say, all our steaks are in-house, and they're all matured and wet aged and dry aged by I'm a master butcher.
Yes, and you were talking about the fat on a piece of steak.
Yes.
The fat is what makes the flavors.
Yeah, fat on a rump, particularly on a rump or on a sirloin, is very good. Mm. Obviously, you don't have that on the fillet. Mm-hmm. I'm not a fillet eater. I think it's more for female. But
don't do that. You're going to get yourself into sexist trouble.
Okay, I'll stop over there.
Yeah.
But I'm very much in favor of a rump with a bit of fat on the side. I think it really gives a lot of taste.
And then, of course, we had the biltong and avo salad. It was an absolutely winning salad. I think it was complete. It just had all the right ingredients. It looked fantastic. So I think you're on a winning wicket as far as the menu is concerned. We actually have a caller. You both have your headphones on. Fantastic. Kevin in Hartbeespoort Dam. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, and how are you?
Man, let me tell you something. You are bringing back so many memories.
Uh-huh.
To Jörg Swinger, his team. Okay. I learned my game 32 years ago, under his guidance.
Yes.
I worked at the Bull Run for 5 years as a manager. And let me tell you, it's one of the greatest steakhouses in the world. And Jörg Swinger, that's because of you, my boy. And I know he's listening. I can expect a phone call back from him.
He's proper blushing, Kevin. He's blushing.
He should be with you.
Yeah, he's here.
Yeah, Kevin, thank you very much. You, in fact, started with me when I had my Mike's Kitchen in the 1980s.
Absolutely.
And
boy, let me tell you something. You deserve every pat on the back, and it's through you that the Bull Run is, I almost said Mike's Kitchen. You taught me everything I know, and I can be quite honestly, I am proud to be one of your skivvies and one of your appies. because you have taken me to where I am today. And for that, I'm extremely grateful.
Go, Kevin. No,
thanks, thanks, Kevin. I'll have a glass of wine on you tonight. Thank you. I'll talk to you later.
You better have two, because I go and shift at 4 o'clock and I only finish at 10. I'm going to have 3 beers on you.
Kevin, thank you for the call. What a wonderful call. Great tribute. It must be all that hard work with it. Yeah, to see how you've impacted people.
Yeah, I mean, you go through the trade and you meet a lot of people. I mean, I've been, you know, I've been at Balalaika 23 years. Bull Run has been open 18 years. Yeah. I've been in the hotel business since I've been 20. That's been 43 years now. And, you know, you've met a lot of people as you go around. And it's been hard, but there have been a lot of very, very good times. And those things you really cherish. So,
yes.
So good luck to the managers.
Yeah, thank you so much to both of you. In fact, all of the best. This marks an exciting new chapter, of course, for the Bull Run, which is located in the heart of Sandton on Maud, just there by the Balalaika, right next to the Mark Building. So corner Rivonia and Maud is where all of this activity is happening. It's one of the coolest spots, in fact, quite chic, quite sophisticated, and it really is in the heart of Sandton, and it's going to be this hangout spot for people who work in this particular CBD, as it's already begun, in fact. So the 20 million rand revamp is certainly worth it. Go and have a look. You'll experience it in the food and in the great surrounds.